Hello, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori with your weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today, we're diving into notable happenings in the insurance landscape. It's Friday, December 12th, 2025, so let's get right into it. Let's start out west with the good news for our farming community adopting eco-friendly practices. WFI Insurance is pioneering a green initiative by offering premium discounts to farmers who achieve AgCARE certification. Developed by AgForce, this program recognizes sustainable farming by evaluating a farm's carbon sequestration and enhancement of biodiversity. There's no doubt this initiative aligns with the positive global trend of insurers incentivizing risk reduction and fostering resilience against the backdrop of climate challenges. Switching gears, we have a word of caution for our business listeners. The Australian Prudential Regulation Authority reports that professional indemnity insurance premiums have surged 27% since 2015, an upturn mainly attributed to an annual increase of 5.5% in the average size of finalized bodily injury claims. More businesses are now choosing policies with higher deductibles, a strategy that requires careful coverage assessment to manage costs. Engagement with knowledgeable insurance brokers, routine policy reviews, and a proactive risk management approach are essential as we navigate this trend. Staying on the topic of professional indemnity insurance, the ongoing construction boom places a spotlight on the need for more professionals specializing in this field. With large-scale projects, including preparations for the 2032 Brisbane Olympics underway, it is paramount that professionals get the right coverage they need. This need for specialized knowledge has never been greater and urges construction businesses to liaise with knowledgeable professional indemnity brokers in order to protect their interests. Finally, we take a look at the changing facets of professional indemnity. Recently, low-risk financial services have experienced a breath of fresh air, with premium reductions ranging between 5 and 10%. Unfortunately, it's not sunny for everyone, as sectors like engineering, legal, and finance continue to grapple with strict underwriting due to long claim settlement times. Increased regulator scrutiny from entities such as ASIC calls for businesses to exercise heightened vigilance and tailor coverage to meet emerging risks. And that's a wrap on this Friday's Insurance News Bulletin. Keep your ear to Financial Services Online for your regular updates. And do visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for all your personal and business insurance needs. This is Paige Estrotori signing off. Keep informed and insured, Australia.